Treefort Music Festival is returning back to its regular time after the pandemic disrupted the event in 2020 and 21. Organizers are hoping for a smooth event this March, but with added COVID-19 precautions in place. Now, the five-day festival begins March 23rd and will take place at both indoor and outdoor venues all around downtown Boise. So joining us to talk more is Festival Director Eric Gilbert. Nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me back so soon.
Good so, Eric, have you seen an uptick in the number of bands that are applying to come to the festival this year?
Yes, definitely. That I think over from across the world too. I think that's one thing we've been noting is the number of international artists we have, and a lot of that's because they're coming to us from all over the world, which is pretty fascinating and cool. And we're excited to include a lot of them. So yeah, there's a lot of interest in playing for sure.
So what about the fans? I mean, how are ticket sales reflecting that? Are there more folks interested in being able to gather and see, you know, live music?
Yeah, I think in general, you know, we run events year round. I think there's for good reason, people are still a little cautious about what they're going to. But I think as things continue to improve in the community, we're definitely seeing an uptick in attendance across the board. And it seems like enthusiasm is growing for Treefort in March. And yeah, we're hoping we're going to be able to allow a few more people in. As you know, we limited our attendance. We arbitrarily limited our attendance in September. And so we're hoping that we can allow a few more folks while still being mindful of where COVID is at that point in time.
So speaking of COVID, what do people need to know when it does come to the COVID protocols that you'll have in place for the festival?
Yeah, so currently we're in line with the city guidance on events of our size, and that is you have to provide proof of vaccination or proof of a negative test within 48 hours, I think it is. And then we will be requiring masks. You know, our hope, and I think the community's hope at large, is that things will continue to get better and maybe those will change as we get closer to the festival. But that's what we did in September, and they were very successful. We all had a good time, and you know, the data after the festival kind of showed that we didn't have any negative impact on community spread in Boise. So we're thankful that that was the case, and we're confident we can pull off a safe event again in March.
What about enforcing capacity limits? I know you've done that in the past. Are you thinking of doing that again as well during the festival?
Yeah, like we've talked about, like 40% of our ticket sales usually happen week of the festival. And that's kind of, I think it was 2 weeks before the festival last year, we cut off sales. So as of now, we're selling as if we're going to be able to be at full capacity. But as we get closer and we track the pandemic, we may have to arbitrarily limit attendance once again. Treefort, as you know, has a lot of different ways people experience it. A lot of people walk up and go to certain free events like Ale Fort and Story Fort and stuff. So we really are hoping we're going to be able to allow the walk-up attendees like we have in the past. But that'll be closer to a game time decision.
So before I let you go, what are you excited about this year, and especially being able to go back to your normal time slot?
Yeah, we're really excited to be back in March. It's also our 10th festival, and so you know, a lot of it is reflecting on the 10 years of this event, and kind of, you know, also how Boise has grown over those 10 years. Yeah. And we're excited to include a bunch of venues we've used in the past, but maybe have in the last couple of years, like the Egyptian Theater is going to be back. We're working with places like Payette Brewing and Boise Brewing, and having some more outdoor stages, and you know, just really excited to celebrate in that sense. Just excited about, you know, I think we have 42 international artists from 17 different countries. So excited about the convening. I think there's over 35 states represented in artists and speakers, if not more than that. And yeah, I think it's going to feel like a celebration of the past, but also look forward to the future, what the future of this event, the future of Boise is going to look like.
Well, good luck. We've been talking with Eric Gilbert, the director of Treefort Music Fest. It is scheduled for next month in downtown Boise. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.